This is my chance to finally do some work that actually means something.
That means something to who? You had a career, Dad, before the third comic book movie. Before people started to forget who was inside that bird costume. You were doing a play based on a book that was written 60 years ago for 1,000 rich old white people whose only real concern is going to be where they go to have their cake and coffee when it's over. Nobody gives a shit but you. And let's face it, Dad, you are not doing this for the sake of art. You are doing this because you want to feel relevant again. Well, guess what? There is an entire world out there where people fight to be relevant every single day, and you act like it doesn't exist. Things are happening in a place that you ignore. A place that, by the way, has already forgotten about you. I mean, who the fuck are you? You hate bloggers. You mock Twitter. You don't even have a Facebook page. You're the one who doesn't exist. You're doing this because you're scared to death, like the rest of us, that you don't matter. And you know what? You're right. You don't. It's not important, okay? You're not important. Get used to it.
Dead Pixel Live. I'm Derek H. You are listening to DPL Power Ranking Edition, DPL PR, as they call it in the ghetto. If you want to call in, this is a call-in show. This is an interactive show. This is a social media type show. You can call in at any time. Just go to Dead Pixel Radio on Skype. Dead Pixel Radio on Skype. All one word. There are no spaces. You type it in. Things happen. You figure it out. You'll get there. Believe me. If you want to participate non-verbally, you can always go to the All Games chat room. allgames.com/live, L-I-V-E. It is there 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 and one quarter days out of the year. This year is a leap year. If you want to talk to people who like video games almost as much as you do, just go there, click the connect button, and boom, you're on the chat room. Has been there for almost 20 years. It'll be there for almost 20 more. That's too much for you. If that is getting too close to the bone as far as going outside and talking to people, you can always just send an email. Send an email to Derek@allgames.com, D-R-R-I-C-K, two R's, D-E-R-I-C-K, @allgames.com. There's a very good chance I will get it. The email be about whatever you want. And now there's a good chance I'll read it. There's a very good chance. On Monday, the president, or was it Tuesday? I don't know. But the president of the United States, Barack Obama, gave the State of the Union address where he said everything's good. And so I will now give you the State of All Games address. I will go down a list of things that have happened and will be happening. I will go down what has changed and what will not change. You will know where All Games stands in 2016 and how it will stand in the future. That is what the State of the All Games address is. The State of the All Games is good. All Games is growing. We have added a podcast. We have added shows. We have cut off some dead weight, as they say. Some shows are no longer on the network, but that's not a problem because we have added shows that more than make up for what we were missing. Now we are more than just a bunch of guys sitting around a table talking about what games they played last week, which is 99.9% of all gaming podcasts these days. You go and there is some 20-something year old white guy with his friend and his other friend, and then sometimes another friend will show up. Maybe where's Johnny at? Well, he's not gonna be here this week. He had to work late. So what you guys play this week? Well, I play some Call of Duty. What'd you play? Well, I play some Call of Duty. What'd you play? I played Halo. Ah, You're a piece of shit playing Halo. That's what 99% of all. Not on all games. All games, we have a wide range of hosts of shows, and not just diversity for diversity's sake. All of our shows have meaning. All of them have gravitas. Tireclaw in chat says, Obama says everything is good, but for now, come next election, who knows if everything will be good after. A good way to look up there, Tireclaw. He says, enjoy all that is good, because whoever is elected president, that might go away, who knows. Well, not for all games. All games is only going to get better. We have shows like Anything Cast. I'm going to go down the list. I'll go down the list for all of them. Anything Cast on Sundays with Deadman. I wish they would fix their feed, but what are you going to do? It's been 3 years. I don't think they're going to fix it. The return of All Games Interactive, starring Scott Rubin from NitroPod and the owner of All Games. He's been a little bit busy over the holidays, but I'm sure All Games Interactive will be back on track. If you want to know what it's like for a grown-ass man with a thriving business who still loves video games, how does he make the time and a new child on the way? That's the basis of All Games Interactive, coming to you live every week from outside a museum in an ice cream truck. What other show comes to you from an ice cream truck? Nobody else is doing that. Game On Girl. Game On Girl is now a monthly show. Because one of the hosts has a goddamn PhD and is writing a book. That is called expanding your horizons. All Games is the home of smart hosts, not like all these other shows with stupid people on them on these stupid networks. We have smart people here, doctors and whatnot. Gamer Girl Radio, Pixinista, as it is called, fashion and video games. Fashion and video games. Have you ever had a show about video game fashion? Yes, it's called Gamer Girl Radio Pixinista. Mom's Minute, starring Ms. H. Before we go any further with that, there's a tournament about to start, which you can sign up for right now. Go to allgames.com/M4. The Mom's Minute Matriarch Meltdown. You can win prizes. It's like, oh, I'm not going to win. I'm not that good at Killer Instinct, because it's a Killer Instinct tournament. I'm not good. Who cares? We're giving out prizes just for participating. So you just show up, and there's a really good chance you're going to walk away with a prize. And plus, on top of that, you have some fun. Go to allgames.com/M4. Sign up. It starts on the 19th, so sign up before then. You could win a big, giant Shadow Jago statue, which is beautiful. You can win a little Street Fighter minifigures. You can win Pixel Bots. We have a lot of everything for this tournament. So go sign up, allgames.com/M4. It is free. It is for Killer Instinct on the Xbox One. It starts on the 19th, so get there quick. Tireclaw says All Games Interactive's return lasted as long as Heroes Reboot. Why you talk your smack straight to Scott there, Tireclaw? In fact, Tireclaw, call in and talk your smack live on the air. Everybody in chat is talking smack about All Games Interactive. All you guys got, there's nothing stopping. I know that Tireclaw's Skype works because he uses it 3 times a week to run people's shows. So I will only guess he's not calling in to talk smack about All Games live is because He knows that he has no basis in what he is saying and does not want to put it on record. Dead Picks Alive. Dead Picks Alive, as you can hear, still going strong. It comes on every week. My head exploded last year. My brain tried to kill me. I did not die. Therefore, this show continues. Still taking live call-ins. I'm going to be working more on getting some interviews, although that is not my focus. Interviews I will focus on for Mom's Minute, but for Dead Picks Alive, the focus is on the power ranking list. Getting that zeitgeist down. Getting that zeitgeist. Doomplake says, in the chat room, he says, at the top of the show, Derek is always like, don't want to call, just chat. And then when you say anything, he says, call in. That's right. Look, I will start, I have no problem starting people low and then moving them up. If you can't, I'm not going to say, look, you can't run, then walk. If you can't walk, then crawl. But if I see you crawling, I'm going to help you up and say, come on, man, let's start walking. If I see you walking, I'm going to take you by the hand and say, come on, let's start jogging. If I see you jogging, I will do everything in my power to get you to sprint because I'm here to help you. I don't see somebody in the chat room and say, oh, they're good. They're doing good enough. No, nobody's doing good enough. You can always do better. You can always, always do better, which is the theme of allgames.com. Woman Up is back. Woman Up had was on a hiatus for the holidays, but O'Katrina and Sarah the Rebel are back with their show. It comes on every Wednesday live on Twitch and then is rebroadcast on All Games. We handle the archives for them. You get two very intelligent women talking about diversity and race and feminism in as it pertains to games, comic books, and mass media. You need to watch and listen to this show. Do both. It's on YouTube. It's on Twitter. It's on allgames.com. Woman Up. R9 cast. Starring SG and his beautiful wife, Bridget. These guys have the setup upon setup. They have a beautiful studio that they're broadcasting out of Florida. Their show is extremely consistent. They're on just about every Sunday. Bridget isn't always there. Sometimes it's just SG. But no matter what, you're always going to get some Xbox loving. I know they're going to say they're not biased, but let's be honest. Come on. They love the Xbox over there in R9cast, which that's not a problem. That's not a problem. Everybody's allowed to love something. 42 level 1. We are worldwide here at All Games. Not just American, not just California, not just Florida, not just the East Coast or the South or the North. No. From the from Great Britain, the British Empire, comes 42 level 1. These guys. I love these guys. I like listening to them. Every week, you hear what it's like for gamers across the pond. Across the pond, as they say. That's how snooty British people talk. Across the pond. Zombie cast with Freeman Daddy, Normie Latte, Tedekin, and Matt. Oh, you guys. If you like zombie movies, if you like horror films, if you like things that go bump in the night, then this is the show you need to be listening to. They are very good, very close with a lot of really big time Hollywood people, from The Walking Dead, people from is it Zombieland? I forgot. I don't know what the sci-fi zombie show is. I forgot the name of it. I don't remember things too well, after my brain exploded, but they're good friends. They makeup artist, effects artist. Tedekin himself is now a world famous animator for making the Mortal Kombat Combat Kids cartoon available on YouTube. He's even having his own Ask Me Anything hosted over on Reddit. ZombieCast is blowing up, and All Games is blowing up with him. Agents of Shieldcast. Z Nation. Thank you, Hecht. Z Nation. Agents of Shieldcast. Even when the Shield television show isn't on, Agents of Shieldcast continues rolling on because not only do they cover Agents of Shield, which is a very fun show that comes on every week about the Agents of Shield and their fight against Hydra, they also tackle the Marvel movies, like the Avengers and Guardians of the Galaxy. They also tackle the Marvel Netflix shows like Jessica Jones. They had an incredible series of Jessica Jones related shows. You guys, if you like Marvel movies, Marvel media, then Agents of Shieldcast, that's where you want to be. Cat and Fox! I love State of All Games. I love the State of the All Games address every year because not only do I get to show to the people, to the audience, how great All Games is and how well we're doing, sometimes I'm even reminded. Sometimes I forget just how awesome All Games is and how much we've grown over the years. Cat and Fox is a worldwide show in Florida and in Japan. Its host range 6,000 miles. 6,000 miles! I think maybe even more than that. And yet, every other week, they come together to host a show about anime and Japanese culture. It is incredible. Listen to Kitsune and Burr. They'll teach you not only Spanish, but they'll teach you Japanese. Cat and Fox on Wednesdays. And for all these shows, if you're listening to them, like, but I'm not going to be around on Wednesday. I have my Krav Maga class on Wednesdays. Not a problem, because every show on All Games is archived. So all you need to do is choose a show, go to All Games, click podcast, choose a show, and boom, you can watch every episode, you can listen to every episode of that show right there. Even the latest ones. For free. For free. Hanging with Chester. Hanging with Chester, GK128, Alpha Box, Bloodshot, Robot Hendrix. These guys, they just love playing games with each other. They love playing with each other. Each one of these guys loves just taking their opponent, one of their other co-hosts, just cupping them in their hands and slowly playing with them until they explode with joy over completing the act that they were engaged in, whether it's GTA or Battlefield or Hearthstone or what's the other one? What's the Destiny? Hanging with Chester. Horseplay. Horseplay is from Yogizilla, who also does Timey Wimey Tea Time. Double duty. I said duty. Yogizilla, every Thursday, you can listen to Horseplay, which is a standard, I would say, video game show. And then on Saturday, you get listened to a live version of the Doctor Who podcast, Timey Wimey Tea Time. If you love Doctor Who, and everybody loves Doctor Who, you want to be around on Saturday and listen to Timey Wimey Tea Time as SG discovers What the hell? SG. Yogizilla. Yogizilla. My brain just stopped working. Well, SG discovers. What would SG discover? Or timey-wimey tea time. While Yogizilla goes in and talks about Doctor Who. That's scary. SG. Ooh. I took my medicine today, so my brain won't stop working. My brain stops working, everybody. Call the police. Send them over to my house. But so far, my brain's still good. Retrograde. We'll see where Retrograde is standing. Retrograde has, the host has been under the weather for a while, and I think she might be in need of some medical attention because she has been sick for a bunch of times. But Retrograde itself, the show, go listen to the first few episodes, and you will see why this show is so important. So important. Talks about the social issues around video games, and not only that, but it does it as they looks through the rose-colored tinted glasses of the past. We're there looking at older games, older gaming archetypes. Hence the name Retrograde. What's the name? Retrograde. Simon Belmont says, Derek H., is this the DPL podcast power ranking? The podcasts are not being ranked. There is no power rank. Well, there is a power ranking, but it is confidential, and it's posted on the Secret All Games group on Facebook, which nobody, but only of a certain number of people, have access to, where they can see the rankings of the podcast. But no, this is not a ranking. This is just me going down the list of podcasts so that we can have a state of, so I can tell you guys what the state of the all games are. Knuckleballer Radio. Knuckleballer Radio, hosted by a lot of the same people over there on ZombieCast. Normie Latte, Sean Freeman, I think Ian is over there too. Talking about a little bit of everything. That's the whole point of Knuckleball. You think it's coming one way and it dodges to the next way. Hence, Knuckleballer Radio. Gaming History 101. One of my favorite shows, and it should be yours, because if you don't know your past, then you're destined to repeat it. And sometimes it's a good thing. Sometimes you want to go back to the past, J.J. Abrams and The Force Awakens. Or sometimes you want something completely new, and therefore you need to know what was done before. Gaming History 101 gives you the lowdown on classic gaming history, classic moments in gaming, important moments in gaming, all that stuff and more with Fred Rojas and his trusty sidekick. Well, they call him psych. Is he sidekick or is he straight out called? I don't know. Gaming History 101 every Tuesday. The B Team. The B Team started out as a secondary show, a companion show to another show, but it has grown to be so much more. One of the most popular shows on the network. The B Team now has its own identity with Chip Sella, Spider's Venom, and the entire B Team crew. Go check them out. They come on every Tuesday. Fantastic Forum. Fantastic Forum has a new day and time. No longer on Mondays. Now they are on Wednesdays at 6:30 Pacific, 9:30 Eastern. Go get yourself a copy of Fantastic Forum. You will love hearing Moses and Oscar and Joe and Lawrence talk about the latest in video games, the latest video game trends. What's Spider-Man up to? Where's Superman gone? Why does Green Lantern even have a ring? All those questions and more will be asked and answered on Fantastic Forum. I love these shows. So many good shows. The Video Game Show. New shows every Tuesday. one of the longest running shows on All Games Radio. Video game news. Video game news. Also a long running show on All Games Radio. Can you see how much depth All Games has? Can you imagine what All Games, all the amount of content that All Games drops every week? Every week, the amount of content that we drop dwarfs what other places put out an entire year. That's because All Games is made up of people who love video games and like talking about it even more. Huh. Let me go in here. Let me go to Dan. Let me right click. You know, right click. You know, right click. Mark all as red. Okay. The state of Derek is not well. Derek is very tired all of a sudden. Let me drink some tea. All of a sudden, I'm like, oh, I got a little loopy there for a little bit. I just took my don't die pills, and I think they're messing with my blood pressure, which they're supposed to do. Billy said, what's the number to call to get a tote bag? There is a number to call to get a tote bag, actually. Actually, let me see if I can find a number. If they've made it easier for me to get you the tote bag number. I believe it's 757. Let's see. Do-do-do-do. Da 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 da. You call that, you may get a tote bag. See, Billy, you thought you were joking around, but I'm on top of stuff. What else for All Games? All Games. Now that we have a rundown on all the shows, all the new shows, we're always looking to add more shows. If you're a podcast and you're not just three guys sitting around a room talking about what games you played, if you're actually a new show, a good show, a happening show, give me a call. Get in contact with me. Go over to our Facebook page. This will be your test. I'm not going to give you any more contact information because all the information is there. If you can't do that much legwork to get the contact information, then guess what? You're not that serious about your podcast. So contact me and we'll set up a time where I actually listen to the show. And if it's good, if I like it, if it fills a need that we're missing on All Games, some shows are good. We already got three shows that do the same thing, so we don't really need four. So not that your show's not good, it's just that we already got that. Hello, caller.
Hello.
Who's this?
Is this where I can get the tote bag?
Yes, would you like a tote bag?
Shit, yeah.
Okay, send me your address and you win a tote bag. Woo! Email your name to Derek@allgames.com and a tote bag will be on its way. Toot sweet, as because I'm a very, very old man.
All right. Is it going to say too sweet in the tote bag?
No. I'm not sure where it might be. I have a number of tote bags I can send you, so I'm not sure what it will say. It might say BlizzCon. It might say World Championship or something. It might say the name of some small company that is no longer in business. But no matter what, you'll be able to open that sucker up and stick stuff in it and tote it around. Because that's what tote bags are for.
Oh, man. That sounds great. Thank you.
And as far as All Games, the state of All Games goes, the past year, not the greatest year for All Games. Like I said, my head exploded. And since I'm in charge of All Games, since my brain wasn't working to its greatest capacity, All Games wasn't working to its greatest capacity. But I'm better now. I've been doing my DDB yoga. I've been eating healthy. Look, I have my Blue Apron. My Blue Apron stuff right here, which I'm not even sure what it, they tell you what it is, and I remember cooking it today, but now it just looks like a mess of stuff on a plate. Ugh. I don't know what. I think these are supposed to be nuts, but I don't know. But I'm eating healthy no matter what. I'm taking my medicine. Therefore, All Games is healthy. All Games is taking its medicine. All Games, I'm working on adding ways to bring money in, even though All Games, I will promise you this, All Games will never turn a profit. That's my promise to you, people. And why is that important to you? I'll tell you why. Because you won't get eight commercial breaks during the show. You won't get me saying, wait, everybody, we can't talk bad about the Xbox because the Xbox is sponsoring us. No, we are an independent place. Not that I won't take money. I'm just saying we won't take money. Nobody's asking us to take their money. But if you have some money and you want to give it to us, do so. And just because we are independent doesn't mean that that's the carte blanche to shit on games. It's a shit on games to try to be cool. Reviewers, if you want to review games, if you're a writer and you're like, I want to review some games, send me an email and we'll talk and we'll see. Because a lot of people think they want to review games and they're like, I don't want to. I'm gonna tell you a secret hack.
Yeah,
Ms. H has had a game for a review for 4 months now.
What the hell?
She's never reviewing that game. And I told her, I was like, Ma, I know you're not. Oh, I'm working on it this weekend. I'm like, Ma, I understand. Ms. H is my mother, for people that don't know. She's also the host of Mom's Minute. Now, I don't hold this against her because I'm not paying her. We don't have any money. All Games doesn't have a whole bunch of cash to pay, so I can't come down too hard on her.
Now, you say you did not pay her, but that's not completely true.
Yeah, it is.
No. You gave her a code.
Oh, the free game. So that's another thing. A lot of people, they're like, oh, I'll review a game. And I was like, great. Here's the copy of so-and-so and so-and-so. They're like, oh, no. Send me Star Wars Battlefront. And I was like, well, one, we don't got it, and two, why would I send you that? Because I want to play that game. Well, let's see how you write this review for Mr. Peabody's pea shooter first. I don't want to write that review. Then fuck you then.
Guess is that a real how... game? Because that sounds awesome.
No, it's not. I was trying to think. Yeah, I've had people say, "Well, can you send me Forza 6?" I was like, "Well, how about you write a review for this instead?" No, just send me Forza 6. I'll write. No, look, people, if you want to review games, then I can help you do that, and. As you review more games, then guess what? You'll get better games. You'll get games that you that there's so many games you'll be like, damn it, I gotta review another goddamn game. Yes, that's how many games. But don't come crying at me when he's like, can I review a game? And that's the state of human beings, not the state of all games. The state of all games, I'm getting off track. All I'm saying is. We have an open door policy when it comes to reviewers. If you want to review a game, just let me know. If you already have a game, you're like, I bought this game myself, I want to review it. Let me look. You can get every stuff published on a real website and not some goddamn Tumblr blog. Well, I have my own website. I put it on. What is it? Bob's Reviews. Tumblr. Okay, I got it. Okay, whatever.
I will say from personal experience, I'm not even, you know, anything close to a real reviewer. But I've reviewed some things, and I reviewed some things I didn't want to review. But I reviewed them.
That's the whole point. And then just because you're mad because I didn't give you the new Call of Duty, you're like, I played this game for 2 minutes and it sucked. This piece of shit game. This game is the shittiest piece of shit game ever. The history pieces of shit. And then you misspell shit like 3 times. Like, and then, guess what? You don't get another game to review. Not because you dumped on the game. Just because, well, that means Derek only wants... No, not because you dumped on the game. Because you just gave a shitty review just because to give a shitty review. Like, that's not... Like, don't... No, I'm...
You can't base a game off of 10 minutes. 2 minutes, 10 minutes, even 30 minutes. You got to play it for a while.
But what if you like, oh, but Derek, I don't want to review games. I don't review movies or TV shows. Do that too. Look, if you are a writer and you want to write something about video games, let me know. We can publish that stuff. We have a website. And like I said, that's some goddamn Tumblr piece of crap. It's been around. All Games has been around for over almost 2 decades now. One of the longest running websites in the world. So if you want your stuff published on a site where people actually see it, and not just your parents. Simon Belmont says, Derek, doesn't Ms. H review games like that? If she doesn't like it in the first 5 minutes, she gives up. Yes. That's why you can see, you can count the number of reviews that she has done for All Games in the past few months. On her show, you can do whatever you want on your show. She can do 2 minute reviews, 1 minute. I don't care. That's her show. But if you're going to post it on allgames.com, then you're going to need to put some effort into it. So that's all.
All of her reviews are on the Mom's Minute website, right?
No,
if there's all any the reviews.
Yes, some of them. I haven't been to the Mom's Minute. Look, this is not the state of Mom's Minute website. This is the state of All Games. Also, I have been remiss, because we have an All Games shop that I have ignored for a long time, and I'm. Nobody has bought anything from it for a while, and I was like, why? And it works. It's there. We have hoodies. We have the All Games Summer logo, which Heck did, which is... Heck is no longer summer. All Games is wintertime.
Right? Look, you lagged, I lagged. There's really no rhyme or reason as to what happened.
Cat and Fox logo, if you're a big fan of Cat and Fox of Kitsune and Burr, wear their logo on your chest. Take a picture of it, send it to you. Kitsune will go crazy. She'll be like, oh, you're wearing our shirt. Oh, Dead Pixel Live. You put that on. You buy that shirt, you put it on. You take a picture, send it to me. I was like, oh, you wear the Dead Pixel Live shirt. Oh, the Fantastic Forum, Mom's Minute, all our shirts. Then there's, of course, the classic All Games logo shirt. Classic. So many different types of shirts and product. There's an All Games mug. All this stuff. You can show your support for All Games. I see all these other places. They're like, look, we have a limited run of shirts that we made up. We have like 14 in a medium, and we have 3 in double XL. If you send me an email, I'll see if I can get... No! Our shit is professional. I don't care if you want one small. I don't care if you want 3 double XL. I don't care if you want 4 medium. We got them. Because we don't say, oh, well, they're sitting in the back of some guy's van. We got to have them made up. And he has to run the silk screen press. No! They're by a big, giant, reputable company. And they'll be mailed directly to your home. And they're beautiful shirts. Beautiful. In fact, I'm thinking, you know what? I was thinking about this earlier today, and I think I'm going to go through with it. I think I'm going to commission an upgraded logo an upgraded logo treatment from Hecht. I'm gonna decide how I wanted to look though. And then have another shirt made up, and then go back to the all game style, and get some more models to model some shirts with the new thing. Because I'm looking here under the galleries. If you go to news, go to galleries. Like Bridget B, beautiful all game shirt. Nia has a beautiful all game tank top. Kitsune looking lovely in the all game's pink logo shirt, along with a Jennifer Villarreal, recently married. Congratulations! Look, even Celeste, who hates everything about being about models. I saw her slap a model in the face once. She slapped a model on the face. She is even modeling the beautiful all games shirt. Amber, who now lives in, I think, somewhere with snow. All games shirt. I think I'm going to do Mandy. Mandy, who doesn't even like me. Mandy can't stand me. I think she almost tried. She tried to set me up to be killed once. She is wearing the all games shirt. Looking lovely in it, as always. Rachel, world famous Rachel, being flown around the world. To different conventions. Jessica Villarreal. I can't say anything that hasn't already been said about the lovely Jess V. Except that she looks even better wearing the bloody All Games t-shirt. Wouldn't you look great in one of these shirts too? I'm gonna feature these shirts more. And then I'm gonna get that new one. I gotta figure out what I want it to look like though, because we already have the regular logo, so there's no reason to get a new one of the regular logo. Like maybe, I don't know. I'll figure something out.
And when you do, let me know.
I gotta figure out what is popular, and then copy that, and then I gotta figure out something that is very popular. And then get a and then steal that idea. And then I will take that shirt and I will give it to models around the Hollywood area. I will take my camera down, give them a free shirt, take a picture of them wearing a shirt, boom, put it on a website. That's what I did before.
You know what you should do? When you get those actresses that read the reviews, have them wear an All Games shirt.
No more actresses reading reviews. Those days are over. I loved it. I thought it was a great idea. I thought the execution was very well done. I thought the actresses did a great job. If you can go to the All Games YouTube, which I believe is youtube.com/allgamesnetwork. You can watch them there, where they review Geometry Wars, Retro City Rampage, Raiden Fighters, Street Fighter. I enjoy those so much, but they didn't catch on with the audience. And I've been reading a bunch of business stuff, and they say, look, you have to take a hard stance. Like I was watching this show called Billions on TV, which starts out with Paul Giamatti laying on the ground, and a woman comes and pees on him. This show is about finance. In that show, the pee woman, she gives some good advice. She says, look, go back to your accounts, look at the ones that you know aren't working, that you love them, you want them to work, but they haven't worked before, you know they're not going to work anytime soon, to make a hard decision, cut them. And that's what I had to do for the actresses reading reviews. I love actresses reading reviews. I thought it was great. I want to do more. I will happily do more, but I have to put my focus and my attention on things that will not that I don't not, not just for me, but good for all games. That's what I am trying to focus on. Things that are good for. If they're not good, I'm trying new things. If things aren't working out, then I gotta try something different. But I am trying new stuff. We're advertising now. We're gonna be doing more tournaments. I'm gonna be running tournaments. Before, I don't want to run tournaments. I've been trying to get other people to run tournaments. Can't find the people to run tournaments. So I'm running the tournaments. We're bringing back the All Games Awards show. The guys from 42 Level 1 contacted me and said, we want the award show back. They're going to be running the All Games Awards this year. So if you guys remember, a few years ago, we went down the list. We had an incredible award show. Incredible award show. We're going to be doing that again for all the podcasts. A lot of stuff happening this year.
So you're saying you're trying to do what's best for business?
I am doing what's best for business. That's you have to. Because if you don't, look, there's things that I like. I like sitting in the room, not going outside all day long. But this year, I know that I'm not going to go to the LA Games Conference. Because I don't want to go outside. And the LA Games Conference is a hoity-toity, snooty-tooty games conference with a bunch of rich executives in there talking about how they're just going to screw over all the gamers. And, I went there twice. Both times, I was astonished by what was going on in there. I wrote about it. Nobody cared. I was like, you guys are getting all excited over some stupid YouTube guy saying, this game is good, even though he's getting paid. This game is good. You should play some more Minecraft. No, when the companies are in this, they're having a meeting saying, how are we going to get money from these YouTube people? How are we going to, how about we ship stuff to China? How about we all get together and decide who's going to be the number one game on iTunes because we paid a bunch of Chinese guys to click on our ads for. Like, all this stuff that you don't even know what's going on. I'm not doing it this year. In fact, but we are going to be sending somebody to cover it instead. Because maybe I wasn't doing a good job of covering, so I'm going to try to have somebody else cover it. WonderCon is going to be at the LA Convention Center. I don't want to go to the LA Convention Center. I don't want to go outside. I will do that because that is best for business. E3.
Best for business.
I'm going to make sure that I do everything possible to get goddamn all games back in the E3. I believe that we were kicked out because we were too truthful. I don't believe it's that traffic thing that the lady said. I think it's because we told the truth. And I'm going to make sure we get back in. That's one of my big goals. Hell, Scott was there. Scott was at E3. He was parked in the back of E3. Can you believe that? The owner of All Games was selling ice cream at E3, but All Games couldn't get into E3. Oh,
that upset. And that's why he was selling ice cream outside of E3.
Well, it's like E3, there's like a E3, and then there's like the walkway to the other E3, because E3 is like two different buildings. And he was on that walkway between the two. Simon Belmont says, Derek, isn't the Ball Gaggies the award show? It could have been if they told anybody that they were goddamn doing it. The Ball Gaggies is the show that the B team does about the awards. I would have loved if somebody sent me an email saying, hey, we're doing this award show. And that's another thing. I gotta the state of All Games is about what we need to do to make All Games better. I gotta get this communication thing down. I gotta communicate more. Not me communicate, because I am here. I'm always here. Like, I know where I'm at. Like, I know I'm always in the chat room. I'm always in front of my computer getting emails. So, my goal is to make the shows more comfortable with communicating with me. I don't think they are. I think just because I'm a big time executive. I'm very intimidating. I'm a larger than life fixture. I'm the boss man. I think they're kind of. I think they're scared to come to me with ideas or with features that they want to write or things they do on their shows. They're thinking that we can't tell that to Derek because Derek's too big. I'm not.
I think they think somebody else in the chat room is the go-to man.
Oh, Tiger Claw? Yeah, another thing. I'm shutting down Tiger Claw. I'm going to do everything in my power. Shutter. Look, All Games is free. It's a free society. But, just because society is free doesn't mean you can go around shitting everywhere. You can't pull your pants down and leave a big steaming log in the middle of All Games, Tiger Claw. Tiger Claw goes around talking bad about shows. Don't think I don't know you're talking about bad about shows, Tiger Claw. I don't like that. I don't like you talking bad about shows. And then turn around saying, well, I'll stream for you. No, you won't. Don't need you to stream for people. Like for Fantastic Forum, I stream for Fantastic Forum. Look, I don't want to. I want shows to be self-something.
Self-sufficient.
But if things happen, if computers blow up, if internet connections are not good, I will happily jump in there and help. I will help. And that's another thing. Another thing of All Games is to try to make it so that these shows get the equipment and the technical help that they need to not only stream but archive in a timely manner. Because people want their shows when they want their shows, and you saying, "Well, the show would have been up today, but it's not going to be up for 2 weeks because of this and that." Not that many people are going to wait around. People want their shows when they want their shows. All Games, we have moved to a cloud server, file server. We upgraded the website. The website is now, I believe, 4 times as more powerful as it was before. 4 times the speed, 4 times the bandwidth. All Games is doing everything itself technically possible to give you guys a platform to not only listen to your favorite podcasts, but for the hosts themselves to deliver those podcasts to you. Now, my job is to make the tools available to those hosts so that they can better serve you, the listener. There you go.
Sounds like you're trying to change the game.
Try to change the game. I listen to a lot of shows on that aren't All Game shows, and I'm like, they're not as good as ours. And I'm listening. I'm like, why? I don't get that. It's not quality. It's not content. So it's got to be something else. So I got to fill those holes. And that's what I'm advertising, getting out there more, social media, all that stuff. Updating the website. At one point, I was focusing on news on the website. That's not happening anymore. I don't think anybody was really going to allgames.com to get the latest news. So we're not doing that. Once again, if something's not working, you got to stop it. And that's what I'm doing. I'm changing it up. If something don't work, you got to move on. Stay to All Games. Wyland says someone is getting fired. Nobody's getting fired because nobody's hired. But if you're some shows, as I went down the list, you may have noticed that some shows did not get mentioned because some shows are no longer on All Games. Those shows, whether by choice or by happenstance, no longer are being broadcast by us. Some shows just disappeared. Some shows went on, quote, hiatuses that have lasted 8 months. Some shows...
Is that how long?
So look, there's some shows, there are a couple shows I was like, I was like, when's the last time this show was even on? What's the last time? I was listening to one show, and they're talking about blah, 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 when Halo comes out. I was like, wait a minute, what do you mean when Halo comes out? And I was like, wait, this show hasn't had a new show in 8 goddamn months. I'm sorry, I loved you, that's why you were on the network, but you got to go.
You can't live if they're dragging you underwater.
Well, there's a movie called Ants. I believe it's called Ants. And in this movie, ants are have basically, there's a super colony of ants. They're not giant ants, they're just regular ants, but there's billions of them. And they're taking over this small town and just eating everything. And there's these people caught on the side of a hill, and the ants are coming for them. And the government sends a helicopter in to get the people. And then one guy, they put a helicopter, but they can't land because there are too many goddamn ants. So they drop a rope ladder for the guy to get on. It says, climb on the ladder. And the guy starts climbing the ladder, but he's too anxious.
Is this Ants from DreamWorks or Pixar or whatever?
No, this is an old 70s made-for-TV movie. And he starts yanking on the rope because he's scared and shocked and doesn't know how to climb a rope. So he's yanking it. And the guys in the helicopter are like, look, don't yank on the rope, guy. Stop it. You're going to kill everybody. But no. He keeps yanking on the rope and then ends up causing the helicopter to crash and explode. And guess what? Nobody got saved.
No, wait. How did one guy make a whole helicopter? Is it 70s technology?
A helicopter? It's not a goddamn Super Huey. It's like a little news helicopter. If you get a news helicopter and have a rope hanging from it, and you start yanking on that, yanking down, and a rope, and the guy's on the side of a mountain trying to hold it steady, guess what? You're going to crash a helicopter. And that's what... Look, don't try to double talk your way out of this. This is what happened. And these shows that are yanking on the All Games rope, I am not going to let them crash the All Games helicopter to the side of a mountain. I will cut that rope. Yes, you'll be eaten by ants. Yes, they will crawl up into your nostrils and your pee-pee hole and eat you from the inside out. But I got to think of what's best for All Games.
What a horrible way to go.
It was very bad. It was not good. Not good.
R.I.P. Kenny.
Okay, let's do the top. Anything? Why'd you call in? I never asked what you called in. Why'd you call in?
I wanted a tote bag.
Yeah, you can send me that email with your address, and I will send you a tote bag.
Real quick. How great is Eva Marie?
I love Eva Marie now. Look, Eva Marie, for you guys don't know, is a wrestler on NXT now. She's an incredibly beautiful woman. like crazy. Like, when you think hot, like, this is what hot is. And unfortunately, she can't wrestle a lick. She's very poor when it comes to the actual in-ring skills. She's actually not all that great on a mic. She did a thing where she was doing like a little skit, I guess, on NXT, where her friend, or I guess her partner, Nia Jax, was trying to get medically cleared. And like, Eva Marie's a bad girl, so she doesn't want Nia in a match with her. But she doesn't want Nia to know that. So in the background, she's making all these faces and armors. Like, yeah. I'm like, you are overacting. And then she did it again. I was like, we already saw you did it the first time. Why are you doing it? And then she did it a third time. I was like, good Lord, Eva Marie.
But it was so good. It was it's so like, good.
She, like, if she had a mustache, she would be twirling her mustache. That's how bad she is. Oh, it's so. But it works because people forget.
Hate her.
people forget that the job of a bad guy wrestler is to be hated. And I even forgot that. I was like, why do they keep bringing Ethan Rhea on? People hate her. I was like, yeah, she's a bad guy. She's a peep. And now I remember when Emma comes out, Emma's a bad guy. People cheer her when Emma comes out because they love Emma because Emma's good. Like, when these bad people come, when these so-called bad guys come out and people cheer, the New Day is supposed to be a bunch of bad guys. People love the New Day.
Yeah.
And the New Day loves being loved. And every once in a while, they'll do something, oh, we're bad guys. But really, they're like, we're bad guys with buy merchandise because we're... Eva Marie comes out, people hate this woman. They are booing. Now, I was like, that's what you're supposed to do. Like, she... I don't even know if she realizes how good of a job she's doing. And then...
Oh, man.
And then she...
In chat, Kalani says, Eva gets X-Pac heat. I don't think she's at that point yet. X-Pac heat is the kind of heat where you see a wrestler and you hate him so much, you actually turn the channel.
Yeah, nobody's turning the channel on Eva Marie.
Yeah, because she's hot.
Eva Marie comes on, she opens up that robe. I'm like, yeah, I'm gonna be here for a while. I'm not changing that channel. And she almost won a match, which I literally was cheering. I was like, yeah, because people hated the fact that they thought that she had won this match. I was like, fuck it, that's what I want to see in wrestling. I want to see a evil person do something evil and get away with it. And then she got her comeuppance immediately, and some other girl won, which other girl's a slightly better wrestler.
Yeah, she won the same way that Eva Marie would have won.
Yeah, she cheated the same way Eva Marie would have cheated, quote cheated.
But
people
but
loved her.
Cheating.
It's the rules of the match. The rules of the match say, if you don't go over top rope, you're still in. So
exactly. See, the difference was when Eva Marie got taken out of the match, she got kicked in the head at the beginning, rolled out, and stayed there till the end.
Stayed up. Yep.
Carmella got thrown out through the middle rope, like in the middle of the match, and stayed out there because her head hurt.
Doomplague says, where are the rankings? Doomplague, how come you don't call in, Doomplague? Huh? How come you don't call in? You're talking about people calling in, about me getting mad at people for not calling in. How come you don't call in, Doomplague? You
he got can. A phone. He's Amish.
He's the one Amish guy. For you guys to know, Doomplague is a listener. He lives in Amish company. He is Amish. He follows the Amish faith where he's not allowed to have any kind of technology.
Ezekiel.
He still finds a way to be on chat and everything. Which one day I'm gonna go up to Pennsylvania and I'm gonna wait till nighttime. And I'm gonna see the one Amish house that has a light on in the middle of the night. I was like, that's not a goddamn candle. And that's how I know where Doomplague lives at. I'm gonna knock on his door. And I'm gonna let his parents know. I'm like Ezekiel is upstairs on a computer. And they're like, we don't know what the computer even is. So please leave. Do you want to buy some butter or something? The butter store is not open till the morning.
The butter store. There's no butter store. Everybody makes their own butter.
Hello. Oh, hold on. Let me see. Is it? Hello, other caller. Who's this?
Hello. Stop talking about wrestling.
Wrestling is awesome. Look, I'm not even going to talk about...
You just started this whole episode with 30 minutes about... If something's not working, change
it. It is working.
And then you talk about wrestling.
It's world famous author, Billy O.K.
You're the only person who doesn't like wrestling talk. And guess what, Billy O.K.?
I'm the only person still listening because everyone else turned it off.
Wrestling is the Eva Marie of the show because you hate it so much. I see that you showed up. I see it got you to call in, didn't it?
I didn't show up. Yeah, well, I called in to tell you that this is the last time I'm ever calling in.
I got you.
I'm tired of this
Look, for all your hate, there's not even going to be any promotion for Friends on Politics that you can see at www.friendsofpolitics.com.
Yeah. You get a free ebook.
I bought that book. I pre-ordered your book there, Billy O'Keefe.
I know. Thank you, Derek. Hector, you got two copies.
Do you get a list of all the people that did it, that have pre-orders?
Yeah, I do.
No, I don't like that.
I got one for me to read and one for my dick.
So how many people have you caught lying? How many people have said, "Oh yeah, I pre-ordered your book, Billy," and you're like, "No, you didn't."
No one has lied. I know a few people have shared the post on you know, like a Facebook or something, and urged people to buy it without doing it themselves. So that has happened, but nobody's lied to me. It's been all on the level.
There's a black guy on the cover of your book. Is that me?
Yeah. No, that's not you. Does that look like you?
It's a black guy.
I think it's too short to be Derek.
As far as cartoons are, all black people are basically the same. There's one black archetype that is for all cartoons.
So basically, I don't agree with that.
I think that could be Obama. From Star Wars.
I've seen people draw something. I was like, "Oh, is that Obama? No, that's Mike Tyson. That's Mike Tyson. No, that's Michael Jackson. Really? No, that's Jesse Jackson. Like, what? Who is that? It's a black guy. It's a black guy."
I think you're projecting onto me, and I would never do such a thing. Mm-hmm. I could draw if I wanted to draw Mike Tyson. I could draw Mike Tyson, and it would look like Mike Tyson.
That sounds like a...
How much would that commission be?
$150.
I don't need to see it that badly.
You know what? I wish the Analingus Bandit was still... See, this is why I miss having a hot female co-host on this show. Because back when we had a hot female co-host, the Analingus Bandit listened and participated in chat all the time. Because he's a pervert. But
yeah.
He is an incredible artist. And it got to the point where he got 90% of him, 90% of the way of a big time artist drawing, what do you call it, image that could be used on a t-shirt. Oh, so close, so close. He basically drew leisurely, bent over with her butt in the air, like giving a thumbs up.
Okay.
Which, I got no problem with that.
You missed that? Is that what you're saying? You missed that? You missed having that around?
I wish we don't have
any women hosts anymore.
I wish he had finished it because then I could sell that on a shirt. Because as pervy as he is.
I don't think that would happen.
Was there ever any money in play before?
No. He was doing it just because he's a perv. And he, like, hearing leisurely and doing stuff.
Like, did he say straight out, I'll finish this and you can put it on a shirt?
No. But if I have leisurely send him an email asking, he'll be like, "Oh, she sent me an email. Yes, you can do whatever you want with it. Please make sure that..."
You think she would have elected to have her own t-shirt of herself in a compromised position?
Yes. With a thumbs up?
I feel like you're leaving out a lot of steps here.
Yes. Luzerly is a very socially conscious woman. She is a very intelligent woman. She's very smart. Doesn't mean she doesn't have an ego. You put somebody's face on a shirt, they're going to be like, "Yes, I want that."
Okay. Well, you bring that up to her. And we'll see what she does.
I will. Okay. I will say, "Hey, the Analingus Bandit." I will say it just like that. The Analingus Bandit wants to draw you for a shirt. Is that okay with you? And she'll be like, "Yes."
No, that is not.
That is gonna fuck you over so bad.
Yeah.
Nope. That's gonna happen. Tiger Claw in chat says, "Billy, okay, it's only a matter of time until a studio calls wanting the movie rights to Friends on Politics."
I don't think that would make a very good movie, but okay, I'll take the money.
It'll be great for Adult Swim.
I don't give a crap. Yeah, like, go ahead, make your awful movie that's based on a kid's book. I'll just take the check and
you wrote a kid's book. You wrote a kid's book about politics.
for adults.
Well, it's formatted like that. Did you look at the book you bought before you bought it?
I looked at no, because when I bought it, you didn't have goddamn inserts up of the inside that things. I bought it sight unseen.
Not true. I totally I did. It,
I bought it sight unseen.
I had that before I launched the campaign. Okay, well, you have, you're browsing on the Lynx browser that is text only then. You should probably upgrade to Netscape Navigator and then log in again, and then you can see some pictures.
And while, you're there, you can go and check out hdind.webs.com.
Back when I was in college back when I was in college for a little while, I was in a computer room all the time because go figure, this is way back in the day where I was the only person who knew anything about goddamn computers. And so even the teacher was teaching us stuff about Perl, and I was like, that's not how you do it. But that's not, we were learning about the internet about networking. And it was all about, you type pine and then -e and you can read your email, blah, 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 blah. I'm like, man, whatever. And so on the terminals, I went and loaded up Netscape for Unix on the terminals, and like on my terminal. So while everybody else is learning about Lynx, I got a full-fledged browser running on mine. And then the girl next to me. And here's why being a nerd is, back in the day, is not the same as being a nerd today. Because cute girl beside of me looked over and was like, oh, what's that? And I was like, oh, that's the web browser. She's like, how come you have yours as pictures? I was like, oh, it's Netscape. She's like, how do we get it on mine? So I was like, here's my end. So I scooch over and I was like, okay, first you need to go to the Netscape FTP site, and so you have to.
How badly was your voice shaking by this point?
No, I thought it was in. I thought it was working because I was like, okay. You go to ftp-ftp.netscape.com/downloads/blah blah. And then she's like,
good lord.
Okay,
is that the way you're saying it?
And then once you're there, she's like trying to type it, and I'm like scooting. I was like, I'll type it. And then I was like, okay, now once you're there, you have to type git-blah-blah. And then of course it's like some stupid file name, and then like some blah, like netscape.lp.442.xv4. Like, and then okay, I was like, okay, now once it's downloaded, then you have to type in, you have to extract it. So you type tar-x. At this point, she's like, yeah, my other class is starting. I got to go.
Yeah, I have to go now.
Goddamn Unix. And that's why Linux sucks, everybody. Because even when a girl does show interest in something that you're good at, the fact that you're good at goddamn Unix commands will not help you. If it was a Mac...
The problem is you were explaining it and it took too long.
Look, even if I didn't explain it, I would have been typing a bunch of nonsense characters on the screen, and it wouldn't have been just drag it over and double click it. It still would have took 15 minutes to FTP to the site, to transfer it, to unarchive it, to make it.
I don't even want to sleep with you. I don't even know what the hell you're talking about anymore.
And it make -netscape, then make -install netscape, and then once that's done, now you have to move it to your home directory, and then you have to change the permissions on it. Like, oh, please. Look, I can hear her panties drying up as I typed. Ugh. Number 10, what? Raspberry Pi.
Good old Raspberry Pi.
And I think this is less Raspberry Pi, but more mini PC nowadays, because Raspberry Pi has been joined by like 15 other baby PCs for $100 or less. $100 or less, you can get a full-fledged PC now. Not just one that runs Linux, like the Raspberry Pi, but there's a one that runs a Windows 10 for $99. And sure, you're not gonna be playing hell, you probably won't even be playing Half-Life on it. Well, no, you can't play Half-Life, because I saw Game Tactics was playing a decent game up there. but you can play games on it. You can do stuff on it for $99. You can have a full-fledged PC. So I think not just the Raspberry Pi, I think these little baby PCs are going to be really popular because people are realizing, oh, if I'm just going to do this, then I don't need that. Yeah. I see a lot of people complaining. You're one of them, Hecht. Oh, my computer sucks too bad. Get one of these cheaper little $15 computers. Sure, you can't do 18 things at once. You can do 2 things at once, though.
You were going to commission me for something, right?
What? Who?
Mm-hmm.
Steam Machine.
On, What was that? What's going on?
What, Steam Machine?
Are you guys making deals? What's happening?
Don't you already have a deal in place? There is already a deal in place where Hecht gets a percentage of T-shirt sales that use his
what percent?
I forget what it was.
How much of zero? Because nothing's
selling. But we don't sell shirts because our shirts are hidden.
Boom.
Our shirts are hidden. So like one of the plans is to feature the shirts more, so we start getting those sales up, get people to wear those suckers, and then Hecht will get like $4 every few months.
Uh-huh.
Steam Machine number 9. Wait, Billy, are you saying that you might want to get on in this instead? Are you saying you want to supplant Hecht?
No, little competitions, not $0.
A little competition. Look, maybe if maybe a little cartoon all games.
I think you overplayed your hand.
Maybe that was sell.
I think you overplayed your hand there.
It's all about sales numbers. Get those sales numbers up. When we make sales, you make sales. When we make sales, you make sales.
I'm making Tire sales Claw right says, now.
Tire Claw says the Kangaroo Mini PC is only $99. You know what, Tire Claw? How many shirts have you bought? Tire Claw, I think Tire Claw bought an all game shirt. No, I don't think he bought all games. I think he was given an all game shirt like 8 years ago. In fact, I'm almost positive Tire Claw was given an all game shirt. I don't think Tire Claw has ever actually bought an all game shirt. Tire Claw, buy an all game shirt. Tell me that you love me.
You just fired him. You love me. You just fired him from the network. You want him to buy an all game shirt.
Look, tough love. Maybe that'll get him. Maybe he'll work. Try to work his way back into my heart. Number 8, Xbox 360.
Wait, what was number 9?
Steam Machine.
Raspberry Pi.
Oh, okay.
10 was Raspberry Pi. Well, I want to see if you could turn one of those $99 computers into a Steam Machine. I guess you can, but I guess you can.
It wouldn't be much of one, but sure, why not?
Well, those $99 computers
can be able to run everything.
You don't need to run everything, though. Like, most Steam games are crappy indie games anyway.
Right, but look, my computer can run Peggle, but it can't run Hotline Bling. I mean, Hotline Miami.
What? Your computer can't play an MP3 of Hotline Bling?
Yeah. Can't even play Hotline Bling.
Guys, I remember my first portable MP3 player was, I think, 4 megs. I think it was 4 megs of space. It was a Diamond Rio, and I could put like 5 songs on it. And I thought it was the most badass thing in the world.
Once it was again, at the time.
Did not get me any play.
To show it off. Because you probably explained it the same way you explained whatever the hell that was you're trying to get the web browser to work.
2DS, 3DS, number 7. Pokemon is coming out, but it ain't out yet.
It's coming.
It's coming now. Number 6, PS3. Now it's starting to fall. PS3 started up there. Now it's starting to drop a little bit. People are starting to say, hey, PS4 is actually viable now. Don't need my PS3 anymore.
End of an era.
Now that they have, it's not backward compatibility. It's basically emulation, right? They don't have backward compatibility yet. They have emulation.
Yeah, it's all emulation. But all, I think there was something different with the PS4s. Like, you were going to have to pay.
Yeah, you got to buy it.
Yeah, so.
Number. Whoa. Uh-oh.
What happened?
Number five is the Wii U. Oh, I know. Oh, I know what I'm supposed to hear. I was like, number four is blank. I was like, why is number four blank?
The iOS.
Yeah, that's what it's supposed to be, iOS.
Yeah.
Wait, number four is supposed to be iOS?
Absolutely. Yep.
So five is the Wii U.
Yep. What's the Wii U done lately?
Still in the top five.
Yep, barely above the PS3, though. Is the Wii U more powerful than the PS3?
Than the PS3?
Yeah.
I don't think anybody knows.
Like, is there any game on a Wii U that you look at and say it's impossible for that to happen on a PS3?
No, but is there any game on the PS4 that you look at and say it's impossible to do on the PS3?
Well, wait, that's a good question. Let me think. Oh, yeah.
Not really. Maybe.
Drive Club. Drive Club looks incredible.
Okay. And that got, 2 weeks of talk?
Yeah, Drive Club sucks as a game. Drive Club looks so good. Oh,
they spent all their time rendering and doing whatever to the inside of the engine.
I remember back before the PS3 even launched, I interviewed the Drive Club guys, and I said, I played a game. The game obviously wasn't done, and I told them, I was like, well, I played it. Looks like you guys have some work to do. It's obviously not going to be a launch game. I was like, no. This game will come out at launch. And I was like, what? He's like, yes. I'm like, really? Yes. 2 years later, it finally launched with almost half of the features it was supposed to launch with. Simon Belmont says PS4 emulation improves games' frame rates and adds trophy support for PS2 games. Is that true? And is that such a big deal?
I guess if you're a trophy whore.
PS4 emulation improves games' frame rates. So, one that messed up a game, like, is that really emulation even? If a game was running at 30 frames a second, now runs at 60?
I guess it depends what it does.
Let's say I get the Bally Midway collection, which is the emulator already on the PS3, and now I get that and I run it on a PS4. So it's the emulator running an emulator running an emulator. Is that going to run at 60 frames a second?
I don't know. I've lost track of where you are at that point.
Emuception.
Yeah, ooh, it's Inception for emulators. I wonder if you could... What? How about this? Could you have an emulator that emulates a PS4... An emulator on a PC that... No, wait. I'm trying to get something to emulate itself.
An emulator on a PC... That emulates PS4, emulating the emulator in the Bally Retro Collection, whatever.
Yeah, the emulator on the PC that's emulating a PS4, that's emulating a PS3, running an emulator for a PC. You know what I'm saying?
Could the PS3 run an emulator?
Yes, so because the PS3 can run...
emulator.
You can run Linux on the PS3, so... Yes, you could. I want to see that. I want to see that would be emulator inception. Like you said, emuception.
Emception.
Emception. Well, no, emuception. You got to put emu.
No, emception.
Emuception.
Emuception. Copyright. Heck, dog.
That sounds ridiculous.
Emception. Number three.
You're ridiculous.
Number three, Oculus Rift.
That's ridiculous.
Look, after people woke up and was like, wait a minute, $600 for what? $600 who? What am I going to be doing with this thing again?
Like, they I think people started crash the site. Somebody ordered that thing.
Yeah, but nobody's talking about it this week. Or a lot less people are.
Because only one person ordered it.
Yeah, look, I got a feeling that Zuck... And guess what? That's Facebook. Facebook can't handle... You're telling me more people signed up for the Oculus Rift that log into Facebook? Come on. That was a fake crash. That site did not crash. If they were on its Facebook infrastructure, there's no way that site ever goes down because of traffic. Simon Belmont says, Star Wars Racer Revenge looks much sharper on PS4. It runs at 60 frames a second. Everybody that was clamoring for Star Wars Racer Revenge, I guess they're happy. I know I won. I'm still not getting Oculus Rift. I've decided. Instead, I will probably get one of those cheapo like cardboard things where you just put your phone into. They say those are just as good.
That's I'm not so joking. Goofy.
They say that you just say you take your phone, you put it into like this cardboard holder, and then strap it to your head, and it's just as good as Oculus Rift.
Get from Google.
Yeah, it says just as good as Oculus Rift.
It is not just as good. Come on.
Is it $600 better?
No,
$600. I thought so.
Yeah, okay. Well, that is true. I mean, you can get a meatball $600 cheaper. That doesn't mean it's $600 cheaper than Oculus. I don't even know what point I'm making, but...
Look,
things cost money.
If I go to a big, expensive restaurant, and they serve me a hamburger, and the hamburger costs $45, is that hamburger 10 times... Is that hamburger... $43 better than what I can get from Jack in the Box? No.
Maybe.
No.
Probably. Yeah.
You're talking about Jack in the Box. Yes, it is better. Yes,
have
I
you
can
heard
see
about
where
that
more
donut
cares.
Wrapped in gold?
No, we can't eat that.
Yeah, you can. That's how they make it.
Why would you eat that though? Is that just because you? That's some Trump stuff. That's like that's the only reason you do that is just to piss off poor people.
Yeah. If you have the money to spend, you buy this crazy gold donut with like some I don't even remember what's on the inside. It's but like see, some kind of cream.
And that's why trickle down economics doesn't work.
Trickle down economics
is where they say, well, if rich people have money, those rich people need to buy goods and services, and who makes that? Poor people. So rich people are actually helping out the economy by being rich.
Yeah,
that's,
but
we need to, that's the way you need to take down taxes of rich people. But trickle-down economics doesn't work because rich people are going around buying stupid shit like gold donuts, which doesn't help a bunch of people. It helps one stupid son of a bitch making gold donuts.
Yeah, but isn't the guy that made trickle-down economics the same guy that signed some shit into law that made all the corporations become bigger corporations in the long run?
Yes. There was a time in the early 80s, there was a big, giant boom in corporations. When they just got so much power because the government changed a bunch of regulations because it's supposed to help everybody. And guess what? It did not. Like, if I won the lottery,
it was all a scam, man.
Like, yes, I could. Like, if I have $1 billion of lottery money, I'm not going to get too deep into this because this will be here forever, me fantasizing about lottery. But if you have, like, yes, I'm going to spend some money on hookers and blow. That money doesn't help the economy. That money helps a hooker and a drug dealer. But after that, after my hookers and blow phase is over, I'll be like, well, I want to open up like a store or a business or whatever here and here and here that employs people. That is trickle down. That's what trickle down in economics is supposed to be, where it's actually employing people and getting goods and services to people. But rich people like Kim Kardashian and her family buying, spending $15,000 on one purse or a pair of shoes or a gold-flavored dildo, that doesn't help anybody. That's not helping the industry. That's not helping the neighborhood out. All Games is here to help everybody.
Buy a shirt. What money are you bringing in? Money for me?
What, for All Games?
Are you talking about trickle-down entertainment?
That could be a slogan. look, in the past month, I have spent more on All Games than All Games has spent on me.
But I haven't made any money off of that.
No.
But you're not. Your economics is broken. Heck, it's still poor.
I'm investing.
Where's that shirt money? Where's that shirt money?
I'm investing.
That's a good point.
That's another thing. I plan on investing in a bunch of shirts to give these hot models to take pictures of, so we can put the pictures up, and then will get people to buy more shirts, and that money will go to heck.
Oh, okay.
So
you have to advertise.
That work for you, Hector?
Look, man.
Look, what's gonna sell? Look, Hector, what's gonna sell a shirt more? A picture of a shirt on a webpage, which we have right now. Have a picture of a shirt right there. You can go to allgames.com/shop and you can see a picture of a shirt. Or you get one of these hot Hollywood models wearing that shirt. Which one do you think is going to push more shirts?
Why do you think you promote more?
Why do you think WWE, all the wrestlers come out wearing their own t-shirts?
Because that's promotion. That's marketing.
Exactly.
That's the only t-shirt they own.
Exactly.
If you don't market, then you don't sell anything.
Exactly. Got to market these shirts. Market.
That's
all
why
games.
There should be something on the front page for hdind.webs.com.
I don't know about all that, but you need something on the website on the front page that pushes the shop that makes people know that they can go and buy show their support for All Games by going to and buying a shirt. Right now,
you know what? Why isn't there like a banner? Why doesn't All Games have their own ads for their own shit?
Oh, that's another. Thank you for reminding me of that, because one of the things was I get a bunch of emails every day for people saying, "Do you sell ads on your site?" or blah 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 or this and that, and I've always forwarded them to Scott or sent them off to Scott. And Scott would look. Is Scott listening? No, he's not. Here's where Scott would be like, "These people trying to lowball us. Fuck them. Our traffic's worth way more than that." Which he's right. They are trying to lowball us. But I was like, you know what? I think I'm gonna start answering some of these things because I got no problem being lowballed. You know what I'm saying? My balls hang low anyway. So. There's a good chance that you may be seeing a couple of ads for I'm sure it's legal gambling site, or a couple of articles in there that promote what I could be some kind of safe erectile dysfunction pill. Who knows? But that maybe they pay in Bitcoin. Maybe they pay in Cougarans, but that money may be coming in sooner rather than not sooner. Number two, because we sell more shirts, you get some money. How about that?
All right.
It's all about selling shirts.
Indeed.
Number two, PS4.
Uh-oh.
Number one, probably thanks to Snoop Dogg. Snoop Dogg went crazy saying, "Microsoft, fix your shit or else I'm moving to PS4. Which, a bunch of PS4 people were there laughing. Ha, ha, ha. Like, PS4 people. That means that Snoop Dogg's playing on the Xbox. That means that all the rich people All the famous people, all the big-time ballers are playing on Xbox. If they're threatening to go somewhere else, guess where they're at right now? Motherfucker, if you don't fix this club up, I'ma leave. Like, guess where you're sitting at? You're sitting in the club. See what I'm saying? They ain't sitting outside. They're already in the club. That's why Xbox One is number one this week. Xbox One is number one this week. Wyland said, I wouldn't take a look at Hex affiliates, but I couldn't see them due to ad block. I don't believe in ad block.
You turn off your ad block. You can disable it per site, whoever it is that's making that complaint.
I think you should turn off ad block altogether. The internet is not free.
Not altogether. Some of those places are intrusive.
Well, don't go to porn sites then. The internet is not.
Did you hear the story about what happened in Forbes.com?
No.
Forbes.com just set up an interstitial that wouldn't allow people to advance if they had ad block on, so they couldn't even read the story. So people turned off their ad block, and they got injected with malware from the site.
What?
They can get sued for that, then, can they?
Way to go, Forbes.
I don't know if they can get sued, but. Still, I mean, that's the kind of shit you're putting up with. It's not just ads anymore. It's trackers and all this other crap. But turn it off for Heck, because Heck's not tracking you.
Doomblade says...
I'm not tracking you.
Okay.
I don't know about the sites that I link to, but I think they're pretty safe.
Doomblade says, is Xbox number one for fucking up? Yes, basically. Basically, Snoop Dogg doesn't even know who's running Xbox now. He's complaining to Bill Gates. Like, Bill Gates don't know what's going on Xbox. Bill Gates ain't got nothing to do with Xbox. That's like complaining to Steve Jobs about the new iPhone. Guess what? He ain't working on it.
Look, Adblock is the reason Justin TV spun off into Twitch, and they put ads everywhere. Same with YouTube.
I don't know if I'm going to be moved. I was going to start moving more toward Twitch, but I don't, like, me personally, I realize that I'm not a Twitchy person. But I think, I don't know. I got to look,
Twitch
more.
Doesn't Twitch pay like garbage anyway?
Yeah, you need to run a commercial like every 5-10 minutes just to make anything.
Look, I haven't been to Twitch in a while. Every once in a while, like once a week or so, I will click, yesterday, I was on Twitch to watch Woman Up. Woman Up's a great show. I already talked about it before. I like it.
That's the one all-game show that's not on hiatus right now, isn't it?
Woman Up is not on the hiatus currently.
Okay.
In addition to that, it was like, hey, this other show you're following is online too. And I was like, okay, let me click over there. And of course, it's just some cute girl playing a video game. So I watched that for like 2 minutes and I was like, that's kind of boring. And I'm about to click off. She's like, thank you for that $20 donation. I was like, wait, what? $20 donation?
Nice. Good for
and
you.
Then another one that says, thank you for that $50. I was like, wait a minute. That's how you're making. Like, good for her. For making money, but that's how they're getting around the whole Twitch don't pay shit. Because they're like, yeah, Twitch don't pay shit. But what do you call it? I can get people to pay.
Yeah, but you can tell who's partnered with Twitch and who's not by if they have quality settings on their stream.
What?
The quality settings on the video. If they don't have that, the option, then they're not a partner with Twitch.
I had no idea.
Yeah. The YouTube gaming is better video-wise, anyway.
I think you tell who's partnering on Twitch by how high the camera is. The higher the camera, the more likely they're partner with Twitch. Basically, I think they stick cameras on the ceilings at this point and pointing straight down. Okay.
Wow.
What? It's for guys, too. Guys do the same thing. That's it. I think that's it for the show this week. I got nothing else. That's the state of all games. Do you have any comments about the state of all games, Heck? Yeah, you get to do the Democratic. You'll be the Democrat. You get to do the Democratic response to the state of all games
announcement. Wait, are you saying you're a Republican?
No. All games is libertarian.
Oh, I see. All right.
You get to do the Mexican response.
All right. Hey, let's make all games great again. Wow. And buy shirts, all of them, every single one.
I do want to see more people buying shirts.
That is a pointed critique.
I want to see people taking pictures of themselves wearing shirts. I want to see a lot more interaction with the audience, with the community, by letting people know that they're proud to be All Games community members. Simon Belmont says, have you considered Patreon? That's another state of All Games thing where the quote tapes that Scott has been talking about the All Games, about past All Games and Games Time shows. He got those, and he is working on those, and he has started a Patreon. I don't think it's live yet, but it will be live extremely soon, where you can help get that history basically brought out. A lot of stuff in the early days of gaming. All Games has the only video footage of like the very first and second E3, or interviews with game designers that is Tomb Raider and stuff like that. Stuff you that you need to know because it's part of your gaming history, but nobody else has. Only All Games, and Scott has those tapes. They're a big giant pile in his room, and he's working on ways to bring that out. And he's starting a Patreon to get that going. But that will be announced. When I say shortly, I mean like crazy shortly.
By the time you're done with this run-on sentence?
Yeah, I mean, look.
How dare you? Just because you're an author now, don't you be critiquing my grammar.
I'm not an author.
Look, if we just lock down the borders of all games,
wow,
then we'll be okay.
If we keep all the visitors out,
I mean, okay. Some of them.
Get the ones that don't buy shirts. Look, if you don't buy a shirt, then maybe you don't belong in All Games. Maybe you're a refuge. Maybe you're.
We got to make All Games great again. We gotta be able to get more than one badge for E3.
Billy O'Keefe, what is the Republican response for All Games?
I'm not a Republican or a Democrat. My response is, stop talking about wrestling, and your ratings will go up significantly.
DPL was the number one show last week on the network, so kind of goes.
Yeah, because you didn't talk about wrestling because I called in.
Are you in All Games legally, Billy?
I think so.
Can I see your birth certificate?
I don't. No, you can't, because you'll steal it.
Damn racist.
Mm-hmm.
Tired Claw says, what Heck is saying, he wants to build a giant firewall of All Games.
I think Derek said that a few months ago.
Yeah, I believe I've already said that, Tired Claw, but thank you for trying to steal my own.
I'm not saying we have to build walls. We don't need walls, man.
Tired Claw is trying to steal my saying on my show while I'm on the air. Okay, Tired Claw.
I think All Games should be communist.
It is kind of communist already. Nobody gets paid. We're community.
Yeah, but nobody's sharing anything.
That's true. I want people to communicate more in All Games. It's very important to me to get the community.
You got
to
be the great communicator.
Yeah, I got to get people. People don't need to be afraid to talk to me. People need to be. I'm a regular person, people, just like you. Okay.
Anything else? His underwear on one leg at a time, just like you.
Heck, final thoughts before we get out of here.
Go to hdind.webs.com. Buy something.
hdind
No dot.
HDD.IND.
HD-IND-webs.com.
Google Heck Dog Industries. 2 G's.
Heck Dog. How do you put 2 G's in industries? Industry doesn't even have 1 G. Where do you put the G's at the end?
Yes.
In the middle? After the D? I-N-D-G-G?
The D always goes first.
And, okay, what do you want? What about you, Billy O'Keefe? What do you want to...
I want to plug friendsonpolitics.com/free. And you can get a free ebook copy of the book.
Now that's friends dash on...
One word, friendsonpolitics.com/free.
That sounds like 3 words.
Yeah. Well, so yeah, it's 3 words, but 1 word.
Exactly.
Which word? Which one word? Just politics? Right. Which one word? You said you only use one of the words.
Friends
which
on politics. One? That's 1 word. I'm coining 3 words.
Today, I mean, right, just because you say it fast, it's 3 words.
Yeah, you're just saying 3 words fast. That's not 1 word.
FriendsOnPolitics.com/free. Get a free ebook. I'm just going to keep talking until you hang up on me.
Now you say friends on politics. That's 3 words.
So we have to be friends with you on Facebook first before we go to the website, or
no? You don't.
If I'm friends with you on Facebook, does the website automatically come up?
What? No.
Go to allgames.com and sign up for the Mom's Minute.
All what?
Make sure
allgamesbeta.com.
I wish all, yeah, yeah, all games.
I bet traffic. You do. I bet you wish.
The Mom's Minute Matriarch Meltdown Killer Instinct tournament. If you have an Xbox One, Killer Instinct is free. The tournament is free. You can win some stuff.
All Games Beta is for sale. Holy shit, look at this. Breaking news. All Games Beta is for sale. Contact sales@allgamesbeta.com.
Really? So we outlasted another one of these goddamn websites that got into E3?
Well, no, because IGN is going to buy this. And then they're going to sue you. It's all going to be over.
I love. I can see all these websites in line at goddamn E3. And I was like, we've been around twice as long as all those guys, and that guy's not even going to be here tomorrow.
So they're selling it, but they're promoting a game.
They're going to make a lot of money off that sale.
Look,
you should have both of you sell your websites at the same time and see which one makes more money.
I remember there's like Dan Hsu had a website that was.
I remember you worked for that, and then they fired you, right?
Yeah, I worked for
it.
Well, I quit. I quit, and it's one of those you can't fire me, I quit type things. That shows that site's gone. They're gone. Like,
but then you quit and you lost all your stock options.
Yeah, that's true. And then they sold it to what, Forbes or something?
What? Did they really?
I think they sold the website to some other website. The VentureBeat.
Sold it back to GoDaddy. But here, sorry. You fucked up.
But both of those guys, Dean Takahashi and Dan Hsu, are Dan Hsu's working, I think, for a game company now. Dean Takahashi, I think, is working for either, I think, VentureBeat, GameSuite. But like they're still big movers and shakers in the industry. But I'm just saying that their website did not last longer than All Games. That's
all I'm saying. Make All Games great again.
Yep.
For the first time.
Bye, everybody.
Later. Bye.
I found it hard. Tried to reserve. I'll get it right when I am hurt. He meant his own to hurt him. But I'll be fine. Cause I he's in her heart, on the floor, thinking that I'm never gonna. I'll be up, going through crazy shit I did for you. In my mind, in my head, seeing all the words I'm saying. Honey, honey, I am never coming home again. I've been lied to.
my mind, to my head, seeing all the words unsaid. Honey, honey, I ain't never coming home again. If you want to see me, make me please, then hold it up every day, the deep. Say you won't leave on me. I'm missing you, never let too much of everything. If you want to know, if you want to show me what it means, what it seems to be.
Crazy shit I did for you in my mind.